This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. That is part of what the country's president has called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said nearly a third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week alone, causing major blackouts. The mayor of one of the cities said all of it was without electricity and water after a double missile strike Tuesday on an energy facility. Authorities say that missile strikes also hit an energy facility in Kyiv and severely damaged another in south-central city of Dnipro. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to announce the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve on Wednesday. It's a part of a response to recent production cuts announced by OPEC nations. And it will also say more oil sales are possible this winter, as his administration rushes to be seen pulling all the stops ahead of next month's investigation in midterm elections. Biden will deliver remarks on Wednesday to denounce the drawdown from the strategic powers, senior administration officials say. And also Tuesday, on the condition of anonymity, they'll outline Biden's plans. It completes the release of 180 million barrels and authorized by Biden in March. This is VOA News. South Korea says that North Korea has fired artillery shells near the Kyiv Mall in the rival sea as a boundary. In its latest weapons test, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says that North Korea fired about 100 shells off its west coast, 150 rounds off its east coast. On Tuesday night, it says the shells fell inside maritime buffer zones that the two Koreas established under 2018 inter-Korean agreements aimed at reducing tensions. North Korea has conducted a spate of missile and artillery launches in what some experts call an attempt to expand its weapons arsenal and boost its leverage in future negotiations with the rivals. European Union leaders, after a crucial step this week to make members sure they don't run away and have the energy prices and short supplies don't further tank their struggling economies, also foment unrest. At the same time, they do need to keep all 27 members united in their opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The leading up to Thursday's ART and start of a key summit, the European Commission, the bloc executive branch, proposed a blueprint on Tuesday that needs to reconcile the yawning gap between those who want to impose a campaign of a gas common gas price or keep prices down and those who think that it will be primarily out of supplies further starving industries and businesses. European, again, leaders say that it is going to be a crucial week as a result of all of this. The family of an American citizen arrested in Saudi Arabia says that he was tortured and sentenced to 16 years in prison after sending tweets while in the United Kingdom, the United States. The 72-year-old retired project manager who was living in Florida was arrested last November while visiting family in the kingdom. He is a citizen released to mild tweets, but he posted on Twitter. It appeared to be the latest of a series of recent car crashes in which Saudis receive long jail sentences for social media posts critical of the government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.